ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭುಂ ವಂದೇ ಯದ್ ಬಾಲೋಪಿ ಅನುಗ್ರಹಾತ್ ನಾನಾತರೇನ್ ಮತಗ್ರಾಹ ವ್ಯಾಪ್ತಂ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸಾಗರಂ. ಇವನ ಟೆಂಡರ್ ಬೇಬಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಕ್ರಾಸ್ ಓವರ್ ದ ವಾಸ್ಟ್ ಓಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ವೆರೈಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಬೋಗಸ್ ಫಿಲಾಸಫೀಸ್, ದ ಓಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ಫೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಕ್ರೊಕೊಡೈಲ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಲಾಜಿಷಿಯನ್ಸ್, ತಾರ್ಕಿಕಾಸ್, ನಿಂದಕಾಸ್, ಪಡುವಾಸ್, ನ್ಯಾಯವಾದಿಕಾಸ್, ಕರ್ಮಮೀಮಾಂಸಾಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸಚ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪೀಪಲ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಬೇಬಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ವೆರಿ ಈಸ್ಲಿ ರೀಚ್ ದ ಶೋರ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಅದರ್ ಸೈಡ್. ಇನ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಮ್ಯಾನರ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಆಫರ್ಡ್ ಸಚ್ ಎ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೋ ಹೈಲಿ ಎಂಪವರಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಈವನ್ ದ ಟೆಂಡರ್ ಸಾಧಕಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಲೈಫ್ can gain spiritual nourishment and strength by following this path of chanting of the holy name and surrender to the Supreme Lord through the process of devotional service. That they can gain the strength to cross over this vast ocean of philosophies and not get diverted or distracted and be one-pointed in their devotional service to Krishna. You will see the small boy Prahlad, although he was only 5 years old, he defeated all the demigods who were Vibhuda Rishabhas, who were deeply learned in Sanskrit and they could sing streams of Sanskrit poetry, but their poetry couldn't stand in front of Lord Narasimha. Only Prahlada's poetry was wanted by Lord Narasimha. Even the small baby, like small boy like Dhruva Maharaj, he could put all the crores of demigods into suffocation by his one-pointed devotional service to Lord Vishnu, so much so that they had to flee to meet Lord Vishnu and request him to attend to this boy. His devotional service had such an influence all over the universe. And even the small 5-year-old boy, the Dasi Putra, son of a Dasi, who in his earlier life was a Gandharva surrounded by beautiful Apsaras, who fell down from his position, as a Dasi Putra, by the process of devotional service, he became empowered to become Narada, who, without getting entangled, could deliver Nalakur and Manigriva, who were surrounded by Apsaras. So, previously, he himself fell from the position. Now, he came to a position of delivering someone who is entangled in a similar way. So, the empowering process of bhakti is made all the more easy by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's training. Because most of the jnanis, yogis, Buddhists, all these people are trying to negate the material pangs and try to come to the state of peace so that they will not suffer, they will become liberated from the sufferings. They have nothing positive to offer. But Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught how to engage all one's body, mind, words at every moment in Krishna's service and not just become peaceful but develop a great desperation and hankering to serve Krishna with feelings of separation. And all the philosophies of jnanis, yogis and Buddhists, these people, their philosophy teaches one to struggle hard to become a jitendriya, controller of senses, and develop a very proud attitude of purusha bhava, like the rishis and munis. Many times as one advances in the path of spiritual life, one becomes more hard-hearted and more proud of their control of the mind and senses through the austerities and penances and such things. Whereas Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught the jivas of Kali Yuga how by the progress in devotional service one should become a follower of Shrimati Radharani and the gopis and the manjaris of Vrindavan and become Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayor Dasa Dasa Anudas. One should become servant of Krishna, who is being served by the gopis and their assistants and their assistants and their assistants. So in this way, the process of Bhakti Yoga, Achintya Beda Beda Tattva, the Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, and which is epitomized by the chanting of the holy name, which he himself did at every moment, and chanting, dancing and glorifying the Lord through the Srimad Bhagavatam. So this process, although it appears very simple, one should understand its weight and its value. and take it to one's heart and chant the holy names with utmost sincerity, because we are like tender 5-year-old children, but we are allowed the opportunity to cross over this vast ocean of so many atheistic and false philosophies all around floating, all the more so in the age of information explosion. These bogus philosophies are made easily accessible to the foolish conditioned souls, who become even doubly and triply bewildered by accessing and reading them. So Lord Chaitanya made the lives of the living entities very easy, even in this dark age of Kali Yuga, by Krishna himself descending in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Krishna is very powerful and Radharani is very merciful. So both combined together, they come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya is defeating Prakashananda Saraswati and Saram Bhattacharya and many Buddhists and other fellows, Tattvavadis. At the same time, he is adopting the mood of Srimati Radharani to have that fragrance of humility with which he is not only subduing them or defeating them, but bringing them to the path of devotional service by investing in their hearts the faith in the holy name. And they all became devotees and followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki.